Left-wing lament, most diverse Democratic field ever down to two old white guys. By Joel B. Polak on March 5, 2020. Some Democrats are lamenting the fact that the Democratic Party presidential primary field, once the most diverse in history, is down to two frontrunners who are both in their late 70s, both white, and both male. As Slate's Lily Loofborough writes, in an article titled "The Most Diverse Field in History Has Come Down to This." The Democratic Party had a deep bench of competent contenders. That seemed like good news, and so did this. The agendas most of these folks offered were considerably to the left of any I'd heard before. That, for someone on the left, was a stunning, and heartening, departure. So was the diversity: six women. Half a dozen candidates from minority groups. A handful of young candidates to choose from in a government that has been widely criticized as a gerontocracy. It was reassuring to see this wide a swath of Democrats agree on the problems the country faces. And downright inspiring, at times, to see how broad a consensus there was for bold action to solve them. It is jaw-dropping that not one but two leftist candidates made it to this point in the primaries. But maybe we assimilate progress too quickly. Because having marveled at the diversity of that slate of candidates, I find it no less jaw-dropping that a primary process with that initial makeup is likely to yield Joe Biden as the person most likely to be the Democratic nominee. Biden isn't just a literal return to a Democratic status quo. He is, at this point in his life, its oldest and least competent version. Many are speculating, as if it would console or ameliorate the fact that the worst person for the job inexplicably got it, that Biden might appoint a competent woman of color for his vice president. It's also true that this fight isn't over. Sanders might claw back some support if his campaign manages to learn any lessons at all from the Super Tuesday results. But if it doesn't, Biden is it, the least agile thinker, the least fluent talker to appear on that stage will run against an even more incompetent incumbent. If he wins, Biden will break the record for oldest man to be sworn in as President of the United States. Donald Trump holds that title now. If he loses to a president who has literally been impeached, it will be easy to see why he's in decline. Biden's liabilities aren't just the scorn with which he's dismissed the concerns of the sizable demographic currently powering Sanders' campaign, or his refusal to take seriously women's discomfort at his massages and hair smelling, or that he made up an outrageous lie about getting heroically arrested while trying to see Nelson Mandela. It's that anyone who has watched Biden speak can attest to the fact that the man speaks in fragments that jostle into any grammatical approximation of sense. Read Loofborough's full article here. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, is still in the race. The last woman, person of color and veteran running for president as a Democrat, ABC News' Beatrice Elizabeth Peterson noted. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.